perspective on the referendum?
I've been an NFL fan my entire life. I grew up in Baltimore with Hall of Famers like Johnny Unitas and Raymond Berry and a lot of other guys, great players in the history of National Football League. I've coached for 19 years in the NFL. I've never seen a better player than Calvin Johnson. And I'll say what I said when we signed him in the spring. We signed him to the contract extension. As good a player as you see on the field, he's a better person, he's a better teammate. When you talk about the history of the National Football League, there's a lot of respect that goes into that. There's great players that have come before us. There's great players in this franchise. But to break a record by a guy who is arguably the greatest player in the history of the National Football League and Jerry Rice says a lot about what Calvin accomplished today. His best is yet to come, and the best, where he's going to lead this team, the best is yet to come.
Jim, could you feel the energy kind of building? There was a point when he was getting close, and fans were really getting into it, and it seemed like the offense was really.
Yeah, we certainly appreciate that, but a couple times we had to try to quiet the crowd down. I know they were excited about it, but our whole objective was try to win the game. We didn't get that done.
You made a point to seek him out after the game. What did you say to him?
If I would have wanted to tell you guys, I'd release a statement.
The fact that for the last number of games he's been sort of real help, does that account more or make it harder? Is it the issue playing at all? If you had other targets, would he have a better chance?
Well, he probably faced more honest coverage. Teams double him on just about every play. Atlanta rolled to his side a bunch of times. And like I said before, it's a credit to Calvin. It's a credit to Matt Stafford. It's a credit to Scott Linehan that they can still find ways to get him the football, to have 200 yards receiving against a scheme that's designed to get you stopped. I mean, I don't know if there's a rushing equivalent of it, but in my mind, it's probably 300 yards against nothing but 8-man boxes. He's been carrying us. Our skill position is what it is, but Calvin has been consistent. For me, to say consistent is an understatement. He's been outstanding. He's been record setting from week to week.
What kind of turnovers hurt you guys? 17 points.
Other than the record, the big difference in two teams where they were, whatever it was, they were plus eight coming in, we were minus eight on the exact numbers, but that's where it was. And, we were minus three in the game and 17 points off turnovers, fumble early, fumble, another one in the first half and then throw an interception. Other than Calvin Johnson, that's the story of this game. Oh, he knows the rule. He thought he was in the end zone. That's his job as a returner. He thought he was in the end zone and wasn't going to burn any clock, and figured that, the time that he would have taken to get back to the 20 just would have been burning the clock. But he got lost, and that's returner's job. Returner's job is to know where he is on the football field. We had gone for it on fourth down, didn't get it. Our defense did a good job of getting us to stop right there. And if we get good field position, we can take shots at the end zone. We still need an onside kick and, need some things to go our way. But at least we had a chance. At that point, it allowed Atlanta just to be able to play prevent defense and wind the clock out. That took away any chance that we had late in that game.
What about the fifth catch? You also said before, fair catch.
Yeah, I need to see that one on film. He was trying to signal a similar situation as last week, where he was trying to make sure that his guys were away from the ball, and the safe signal is our signal for get away from the ball. But I didn't see replay or whatever. The one hand waved over the head is fair catch. That's not. But.
You guys had to spend a timeout.
Well, it was. We used Riley Reiff as an eligible player on the first play of the game, and Gosder Sherrill has lost a shoe on the first play. and he had to come out, and Raleigh's our backup tackle. So to put, you can't go. That the reason the official threw the flag is because Raleigh went from eligible to ineligible in consecutive plays. Now, the timeout and the way they administrated it, they got it right, but that's why it took the timeout so that we could get the guys back on the field. I mean, Dylan Gandy had run out there, but we were going to be in a situation where we had a guard playing tackle, and particularly early in the game, we didn't want a negative play or anything like that. They just thought it was best to take a timeout in that situation. It allowed us to get Raleigh in there, and then guys got his shoe fixed and was back in the next play. Yeah, I mean, that was a consideration, but right then, it's an 8-point game at that point. We make the field goal. You know, we had gotten a lot of stops on defense. We had a little bit of momentum there, and our offense had been driving the ball. The only thing that really stopped us was turnovers. So we had a lot of confidence that we'd be able to go down and score again. We didn't think that would be our last opportunity early in the fourth quarter in that situation. So, we have a lot of confidence in our offense, and, you know, kicking a field goal there, it sounds a little bit backwards, but we had confidence that we could get the ball back and go. And, when we gave up the score on defense, that was sort of took away from that strategy. I don't know what to say. I mean, we expect to win every single week. So.
But I mean, you cross that trade is not something that you could even imagine.
Right. What's the question?
That is a question.
Say it again.
What part did you understand? I'm asking you, did you imagine that you guys would have lost this many straight?
I said no. I said we expect to win every week.
Anything else?
You mentioned Atlanta's.
Yeah, I mean, and we had to give attention to the tight end also. I mean, let's not forget about him. I thought that we came out in the second half and played with energy and got some stops. There was a big third down when we blitzed and Brian threw off his back foot and just sort of floated one. And Roddy White came down with a great catch. And that's a play that was a big momentum play because we had just pulled it to 5 points or whatever it was. And we had a chance to get a stop right there. We'll get the ball in decent field position and have a chance to go ahead with a touchdown. And that kept their drive alive, and that gave them life. I thought that was a really big play in the game. And